Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
And that means it's time for sex and relationship therapy. A little ears warning with this one.
Warning. The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
And we have Rachel Cook on the line to help. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How's things with you?
Yeah, great. I'm looking forward to this one. We have a lot to unpack here, I think.
We have a lot to unpack. We got an email during the week, which is loaded, and we thought we best speak to you about it. So I'm going to read it out to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. Good morning, Jen. Hope all is good with you and the team. I'm emailing you as I just feel so disillusioned and want to ask your listeners about ghosting. Okay. I'm a 28-year-old teacher. I'm active. I'm a reader. I love travel and like to look after myself. I'm happy in myself, but would obviously just love to meet someone to share my experiences with. I was seeing a guy from a dating app for 2 months, had about 12 dates. We went away together. We cooked dinner, went on hikes and all the rest. We stayed away together on Wednesday night. Left on good terms on Thursday morning. He texted to see did I get home okay. I responded and no reply. No reply since. I texted him to see if all was okay and still no response. I just want to ask you, is this normal behaviour or have they experienced this type of ghosting? And if your listeners experience this type of ghosting behaviour where one party completely ignores the other just out of nowhere. I understand that all dates won't lead to a relationship, but I just think it's important for both parties to understand the impact ghosting can have. I'm questioning myself now. What did I do or say that was wrong? And I just feel ready to give up on the whole dating game in general. My friends are all in relationships, organising mortgages, marriages, and I have other things going on. They do listen, but my issues seem to be minor in comparison to theirs, which relate to house prices and bridal arrangements. I know there's more pressing issues happening in the world right now, but I just feel people think it's acceptable to ghost in such a nonchalant manner and it has to be called out. I really do love the show. Please don't read my name out. And thank you. Rachel, my God, that is an epic ghosting scenario, isn't it?
It's epic and it's also one that is so, so unfortunately common. Oh. It's really sad that it's common. You know, I'm not saying it happens to the majority of people or the majority of people do it, but it is far too common considering, you know, that person has given a really good account of sort of the trajectory of things seeming normal, having a good time getting to know each other and then having the rug absolutely pulled out from under you. And, you know, just how damaging that can be. In fact, from what this person has said, you know, not that I want to in any way sort of dismiss the pain that they're experiencing, but some people, you know, have like serious mental health issues after having something like that happen where they have been, you know, building kind of a, you know, a life and a future with someone. And to have that happen where you literally don't know, has the person died in a ditch, you know? So it can be extraordinarily hurtful, not just hurtful as in, you know, that you kind of feel kind of emotionally wounded or sort of your ego's been wounded, but it can lead people to feel, you know, vast amounts of like grief, depression, anxiety, feel a lot of reticence about dating again. It can cause trust issues. So, you know, I'm really glad that this person has given this kind of full account because I think a lot of people can relate to this sort of experience, which is
it more
is
common
tragic.
Now? Like, is it happening more now with dating apps for some reason? And in your opinion and experience, why, Rachel? What's going on?
Well, so the term ghosting actually was coined in the early noughties, so early 2000s, and there's been quite a bit of research done on it over the last 20 years, and basically it all says that it's a combination of sort of hookup culture, social media, the anonymity of that, and then dating apps, and specifically swiping dating apps, because there's just such speed and disposability and kind of, you know, a sense of being replaceable and something, the grass is greener, something better around the next corner. That, and also you sort of the anonymity involved in it means that you don't really, can't really feel in the same way that someone's on the other end of the screen who might be having their feelings hurt, or might be, you know, genuinely worrying about you. So it has definitely become far more common over the last sort of, well, increasing over the last 20 years. But the reasons that people do it are largely, there's like a power play aspect. You kind of get an effect of, you know, having the last word if you're the one who just cuts off communication. So it can be very much about a power play. But mostly it seems to be to do with convenience and people just not really having the social skills, not having learned how to graciously reject someone and just say, I'm not interested. So rather than feel guilty about saying I'm not interested or I've met someone else or whatever it is, they just disappear. And that gives people, some people anyway, the impression that they are going to be able to avoid the guilt. And maybe they, you know, I think that some people, it does avoid, they do avoid feeling guilt about it, but it doesn't mean that it's not having a big impact on the people around them.
What genders and age groups is this trend happening most for?
Yeah, it's happening most for people under the age of 30. And in terms of genders, there definitely seems to be, you know, it is people of all genders who ghost and get ghosted. However, I would say, you know, there's been more and more research done into how from an early age, men are conditioned not to show signs of weakness or vulnerability. You know, they're given lots of messages about manning up and big boys don't cry. And so it's not really any wonder that a lot of men, you know, kind of lack empathy. They haven't learned how to develop empathy and really be able to put themselves in other people's shoes. And as I've said a million times, it doesn't mean it's all men and it doesn't mean that men can't learn and change. But it certainly seems to be more happening in relationships between or connections between men and women. But then again, we also don't have a huge amount of research on, you know, the kind of LGBTQ plus community yet. But yeah, I think traditionally men have tended not to be encouraged to explore and feel uncomfortable feelings, even though more and more men are doing it these days. I'm often blown away when I work with men under the age of 25 at how much more sensitive and emotionally aware and, you know, sort of grounded they are in themselves and able to communicate. So things are shifting, but we have on one hand people becoming more aware and doing things like therapy and self-development stuff, and also this kind of culture of dating apps, which isn't going anywhere, which encourages people to really basically not give a feck about anyone else.
What are some healthy ways then to respond to someone instead of just ghosting them?
Oh, there's so many things you can say, you know, however awkward, hard or inconvenient it can be. The best thing and the kindest way to do it, to end a relationship, which is, this isn't just romantic relationships. This is happening. I have people coming to me devastated because their employer has ghosted them, or, you know, that it could be a family member or a friend. So it's definitely not just romantic relationships. But basically, you know, if it's specifically if it's around romance stuff, you know, saying things like, I don't feel this is going anywhere romantically. And if this is true, you can say, but I'd love to stay friends. Now, the other person might not be up for that, or they might not want to hear it at that time. But that's something you can say. You could say something like, hey, I'm not in a position in my life where I can be in a relationship right now. I've realized my commitment is to other things at the moment. You could say, I've decided to start seeing someone else more seriously, so I'm no longer casually dating. If you're non-monogamous, you could say something like, I've realized that I'm polysaturated at the moment, which is a term for when you've realized that you've too many connections going on, so you can't give each person the amount of time that feels like right or fair to them. You can say, I had a great time getting to know you last night, but I don't think our values align. I wish you the best. It was great to see you yesterday. Unfortunately, I don't really feel that spark. Or something like, I thought I was ready to date again, but I'm not. There are so many things you can say to just be honest that don't mean that you're being cruel and that you're saying, you know, I didn't find you attractive, or I find you boring, or I think, you know, I think you're stupid. You know, just say, I didn't feel that the thing that I'm looking for. And generally that will be enough for people to give them, you know, enough of a sense of closure, even if it's not a particularly satisfying resolution, to be able to move forward.
Just going back to our emailer. Does that person have the right to text the ghoster saying, hello, where are you? Why aren't you replying? Or should they just leave it? Like, how should you react to being ghosted?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of myths around this because I've seen a lot of kind of articles saying like you should never give the other person the upper hand by messaging them back after they've ghosted you. And then other ones will say, you know, if they've been so rude as to ghost you, then you have the right to say anything and everything. You know, you can mudsling at them as much as you like. And I think it's really down to the individual. Like if you like, ideally, you don't sort of you know, lose your own sense of integrity where you're just like calling, you know, fair enough if you really just want to be angry and call them names or whatever, but it's probably not going to do much for you. I think being clear about either just deciding, well, you know, bullet dodged and move on sort of thing and tend to your, you know, your own hurt feelings and just, you know, get on with your life. But also if you really want to respond to say something to someone and just send them a message, whether that's a, you know, a text or a voice note or whatever, and just say, that was really uncool, really hurtful, don't know why you would have done that, and I really hope you don't continue treating people this way. You know, it's, you're probably not going to get a response, but if that's going to help you feel a bit more of a sense of closure in yourself rather than with them, because it's probably very unlikely that you're going to get it with them. But I don't think that there's some one size fits all as to how to respond. I think you've got to work out what's going to feel the most right for you, considering, you know, realistically, ghosting is a form of rejection and we don't like to be rejected. No one likes to be rejected. And it is harder to be rejected when the rug is pulled out from you, under you in this way. We know that from, you know, sort of brain imaging studies that you know, rejection is experienced very much like physical pain, so it makes a lot of sense that when someone disappears that it can cause a lot of pain. But yeah, there's you got to decide for yourself.
I got a text in, Rachel. Hi Jennifer, dating a while now on the apps and the ghosting is real. Men are doing this and dating in 2022 is so hard. Can't understand why men do this. Heartbreaking. I'm giving up on it now. It's not just men though, is it?
No, it's definitely not just men. It just seems to be more, not seems to be, it is, you know, most of the research has shown that it is much more common for men to do this, particularly in relationships with women, but also with relationships with men and other genders, that there's something about the societal conditioning for men to not be in touch with their feelings and not develop empathy in the same way that appears to make this skewed in that direction.
Okay. So it's happening. It's part of our dating culture now. It's heartbreaking and awful. So how can or can we minimize the chance of getting ghosted? Meet their mammies, I would say. Meet their mammies, because then
meet
you
their mammies. Well, I do think that like dating, like it doesn't guarantee that it won't happen to you, but certainly if you have some friends in common, which is a useful part of some of the dating apps. Not some people don't want that kind of you know, they're not into their kind of privacy or tracking with social media, being able to track that. But I do think that knowing friends of friends and stuff like that, you're probably less likely to have it happen. Also having a conversation. I know that lots of people will do things like put on their profile, whether that's Tinder, Bumble, OkCupid, whatever it is, that they'll say, you know, don't ghost me, or I'm not into ghosting. And it's like, well, no one's into ghosting. No one wants to be ghosted. And realistically, most people don't actually want to ghost people either, but they, for whatever reason, do. But I think that having a conversation soon, you know, early on about your communication and what you, how you might like to go about it if you don't click on your first date or whatever, that you might just say something like, you know, I'd really much prefer if you could let me know if you're not feeling this, rather than just disappear. Again, it doesn't guarantee that that's what's going to happen, but putting it out on the table can certainly lower the risks.
Okay. And for the emailer who I know is listening, how can they cope with being ghosted? I mean, what, you know, what should they do with themselves?
Yeah, I think, well, the question that this person has asked as well is like, is this normal behavior? You know, mostly when we ask if something is normal, what we're really asking is, are my feelings valid? Because you know, yes, it is quite normal, but that doesn't make it okay. Like this is, it's really crap behavior for people to do this on the whole. Now, yeah, so I would say to this person, you know, just sort of treating it like you would a breakup, any breakup, you know, for whatever reason, that sometimes you have huge feelings, even though you haven't known the person for a long time. Sometimes, it doesn't feel so painful, but just working out, you know, kind of taking some time for yourself to see how you feel about it. It might be bringing up stuff from childhood around abandonment and self-esteem and feeling worthy. It might be, as they said, leading them to question themselves and what they might have done wrong or what they said. And, you know, we know from research that the vast majority of the time, probably about 80% of the time, the reason people ghost is because they're not interested in the other person anymore. Then there's also that they might have been angry with them or not attracted to them or whatever it was. But, you know, it is something to recognize that, like, if this person did want to stay in touch, they would. And now it's possible that something has happened that's very random. You know, like they've been in an accident and they're in hospital or, you know, someone in their family died and they've just been in such deep grief that they haven't been able to contact you back.
Careful.
But realistically, 99%, 0.999% of the time is that they've lost interest and don't have very good manners or communication
skills. So what you're saying, Rachel, saying is if they're not texting you or calling you, They're not that into you. Is that what you're saying?
That's almost certainly the case. They're just not that into you.
Yeah, okay. It's hard. I suppose it's the way they do it is just so horrendous. We're getting flooded with text messages about this. Jen, I was ghosted by a 36-year-old man last week after five dates, cowardly behaviour. It takes one simple message to say you're not interested. Jen, the same thing happened to me last week. I was dating a guy for 2 months, night walks and texting, and then he just stopped contacting me. It was horrible and terrible for anyone's confidence. Why can't people just be upfront? And this is interesting, unless the person has done something to warrant it, i.e. being abusive or harassing. Ghosting is incredibly cowardly, and people who do it deserve to be ridiculed. If you don't want to continue talking, just say so. I don't feel a connection. It's very simple. It's disgusting to leave a person wondering what they did wrong. Grow up.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And interestingly, there is also a kind of discourse out there which says that, you know, if someone stopped messaging you, that's an answer in itself. So pursuing that person, you know, you've already got your answer, basically. So some people will say, actually, you know, you don't owe anyone an explanation in your life. We're all kind of, you know, individual sovereign people, and we don't actually owe people explanations. However, I do think that there's, you know, some problematic parts of that when it seems to be so split in terms of gender and age and things like that as well. It is something to consider, which is like you've kind of got your answer. If after 3 days, 3 days seems to be the accepted, a kind of accepted amount of time now, if you haven't heard anything from someone, which obviously is going to be, you know, some people you might only talk to them once every week or so. So obviously then the 3 day rule isn't going to apply. But if you're generally messaging someone every day or most days and then you don't hear from them for about 3 days, you can, you know, sort of kind of accept that you've been ghosted. That, you know, just move on with your life as best you can. You might need quite a period of grieving, but actually no one owes you an explanation.
No one owes you manners either and say please or thanks, but it's always nice.
Well, exactly. And this is the thing, right? Because it's societally and, you know, how dating culture has gone and with this, you know, like swiping and everything being through a screen, the more kind that we can be and considerate of other people, generally, the better that is going to work for all of us rather than sort of devolving into more and more kind of disconnected, self-focused ways of behaving.
Okay. Rachel Cook, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us again today. And Rachel Cook will be back next week. If there's anything you would like to talk about in sex and relationship therapy, please get in touch with the show. You can email us at jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.